Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
The internet is full of half-truths and all-out lies. We've all seen them, and many people on social media complaining about it. Here's your chance to show and prove. WorldAfropedia.com is a black-owned and operated encyclopedia. There are several thousand articles, but we need help. We can't uncover all the truth ourselves. So please, join us and become a writer, editor, or blogger for WorldAfropedia.com today. Every little bit counts. We owe it to the future generations to put the truth out there. Visit WorldAfropedia.com, the African-centered encyclopedia, a global database of African knowledge for the purpose of bringing about global African wisdom and understanding. WorldAfropedia.com.
Cotton and the corn and taters grow. There's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime. There's where the old darkest heart am long to go.
Context of white supremacy. Gusty Renegade in for another broadcast, hopefully to share constructive information on the system of white supremacy. I love Seattle. Woo! Anybody that thought I bragged about, talked about, spoke well about Seattle, Washington before, it is going to be magnified to the nth degree. When I got home, the idea, the thought of kissing the ground did come to my mind when I actually got back after 9 p.m. Pacific time Monday evening following the Cow's 10-year anniversary yoga retreat. To put it in context, that's what's on our yoga t-shirts. To put it in context, when I got to Seattle, I had the opportunity to go right home. I walked past my residence and I went to the grocery store to get snacks so that I could just go home and eat and decompress. I had a 6-hour flight from Charlotte to Seattle with turbulence. They had the fasten your seatbelt sign on the entire way. So as I was getting my treats at the grocery store, it was a black female. She works there. I see her frequently. And she says, hey, brother, how are you? And I said, I'm so glad to be back. And she talked for a second. And she says, wow, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. Janet Jackson. I said, no, I have said for a long time that Seattle is the best plantation in this part of the world. Woo. Over the top now. Anyway, today, Wednesday, February 27, 2019, so I have been told. I am recuperating. I was told in advance that doing yoga retreats, it is just really vigorous work, that it's very taxing if you are hosting. It's supposed to be relaxing if you attend, but if you're hosting, it is very hard work, and even the 2 weeks up to the retreat, it's rigorous because you got to be doing a lot of things and making sure things are taken care of. And, you know, it's a lot of work. So schedule time to decompress following the event. So I am on day 2 of my decompression. But I wanted to at least take a few moments to share, recap, as it says in the description, the Kyle's 10-year anniversary yoga retreat at the Nat Turner Library in Druryville, Virginia. I am never going back to the state of Virginia again in my life, like, for any reason. It is not negotiable at all. Wow. Where to begin with the retreat? Let's see. Princess for saving my life, longtime listener, investor. Thank you so much for saving my life at the airport. I could have died at the Richmond airport. I thought I was going to die in Virginia. I said that so many times. I thought I was going to die in Virginia. And Miss Quick, she was one of our participants, saved my life on the way out. I thought I was going to die in Virginia. Woo! Man, oh man, I thought I was going to die in Virginia. Cow's listener saved the day. I could have died in Virginia. The state tried to kill me. Man, it tried. Wow. the metaphor, Virginia was Agent Smith for people who have seen The Matrix. I think they just celebrated the 20-year anniversary of The Matrix. Virginia, the state of Virginia, is like Agent Smith for Gus T. Like, won't die, and in fact, had to turn and confront for the 10-year anniversary. My goodness. Anyway, Miss Quick saved the day on the way out. And in fact, a microcosm for the whole experience. We're preparing to leave the retreat, the Nat Turner Library, on Sunday. It had been raining, you know, for weeks in Virginia. I'm still not able to control the weather. It had been raining for weeks. Mr. Khalifa's property, his farm, he has acres of, well over 120 acres of property. He graciously allowed us to stay on his property with he and his family. But he has a long, I would say it's like a quarter mile or so. It's a pretty lengthy driveway. And it's unfortunately all mud. And, you know, we talked about that on the compensatory call-in. We did not have Wi-Fi on the premises. That's why the program has not been uploaded. And, you know, there wasn't, at least for me, there wasn't a lot of commentary online because there was no Wi-Fi. So that made things challenging, certainly for me. But being on the property, last day, we're, you know, looking to wrap up the festivities. Wow, what a time it has been. Going to leave. And the mud, you know, has been challenging. We talked about that. The program will be uploaded forthcoming, but we talked about the mud, and we had so many cars that got stuck in the mud and having to pull them out of the mud and stomping around in the mud, flat tires in the mud. We talked about all this. You'll be able to hear in detail. So we're going to leave, and the mud is still there, even though it's sunny. And Miss Quick, myself, we look. It looks like there could be a snake in the grass area. We look again, like a large snake, you know. So we kind of back up, and with all the trauma and the mud and everything, it seems reasonable. Like, wow, maybe Satan himself has manifest in the form of a snake, like, to challenge our exit. Biblical things are happening. So we pause for a moment. A male comes by and looks, and he says, oh no, I think that's a rope. He says, but it does look like, you know, a snake. I could see why one would be concerned. But yeah, he says, I think that's a rope. I think they just, you know, pulled that out for whatever reason. So we pass the fake snake. We get to the vehicle that was stuck in the mud and had a flat tire to boot. Was rescued by a black male. We get in the vehicle. We're going out, and about 5 feet after taking off, the tire begins to spin. We're thinking, oh man, we're going to be stuck again. And this time, all of the help, all of the black self-respect and patience and solving problems that we talked about during the compensatory call-in with the retreat, they're all gone now. We're the last ones, so we won't have help to, you know, kind of get shoved out this time. Like, oh my goodness. But it takes off. But I mean, every, I would say about every 3 feet or so, the tires are spinning. tires are spinning like we're going to get. It gets to the point that I think we're both hunched forward, appealing to the creator. Please, please, can we get to the asphalt? Please, can we get to the asphalt? Please, can. And I mean, this is a lengthy, muddy driveway that has already claimed several victims. Several tow trucks had to be called. After a lot of praying and sliding, we made it to the asphalt. I will continue just with my aspect of this in terms of what I was speaking with Emmy, and she said, "Wow, what a Sankofa for you." And I said, "You know, give us a little more detail." And she said, "Well, you were born in Virginia." I was. "You lived in Atlanta for a time." I did. "To have to go to those cities. My flight from Seattle went to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to Virginia." She said, "You know, to have to return to those cities to do the 10-year anniversary of the retreat." I mean, my goodness, that is, someone says there are no coincidences. My goodness, to go back and for this event, a yoga retreat. They don't even do Black yoga retreats that are plant-based meals, no less, to talk about counter-racism. Like, such an event doesn't even exist, and you are going back home, no less, to do such a thing. I mean, my goodness, what a Sankofa for you. From Emmy. I said, for sure. So continuing from our escape from the driveway when this is all over, Gus T, my original plan was to fly back out of Richmond to Charlotte, back to Seattle. That was the ticket I was issued. I said, "Man, I have got to get out of the state of Virginia. I'm going to die here." And I saw an opportunity to escape. I said, "If I can just get to the Charlotte airport, I'm totally done. Let's book it." That's the plan. I call the airline to confirm that, you know, hey, I'm going to cancel that Richmond aspect. I'm going to fly Charlotte to Washington State. And they say, "Oh, no way. Not at all. You just have a basic ticket. You have to catch the Richmond flight or it'll be void. You'll have to buy a brand new ticket." And then she begins with, "And in fact, that flight is full. So, I mean, I don't even know if you can," like, oh, my God, I'm about to pass out. And so it's presented, hey, you could just go back to Richmond, Virginia, and catch that flight and call it a day, go back to Seattle. Returning to Virginia, I felt I was going to die. All of the breathing exercises that we did at the yoga retreat, I had to do them myself. There was construction on the road. We saw about 50 Confederate battle cemeteries. Civil War monuments. There was a Dixieland bridge. I kid you not. I have a witness. There was a Dixieland bridge we had to cross. And we had spoken about during the retreat repeatedly, where's the Confederate flag? I haven't seen it. I was looking for it. Where's the? They're supposed to have these colossal Confederate flags that blow in the wind. We get about 10 miles from the Richmond airport. Not the stars and bars, the Confederate flag appeared from the mountain. Majestic, and it was a super windy day. It was so windy, it was blowing vehicles like we were flying. But there was the Confederate flag mocking me on my way to the We get to the airport. They confiscate my mouthwash. I see the shoe shine stand that I saw when I arrived in the airport at Richmond. I go to get on the plane and the TSA people have a change of heart and they give me back my mouthwash after they tested for explosives. We get on the flight from Richmond to Charlotte and they say it's windy, it's going to be bumpy the entire way. I already told you, that the flight from Charlotte to Seattle, I have never, and I have had cross-country flights many times. I've lived on the West Coast for the past over a decade. I have never had a cross-country flight where the seatbelt sign was on for the duration of the flight. That happened going from Charlotte to Seattle. I thought I was going to die. We made that a workshop. I thought I was going to die in Virginia. The lesson that I took from that, we talk about this on workplace racism all the time, and that was the keynote subject of the COWS 10-year anniversary yoga retreat. I just didn't know it. But we talk about workplace racism all the time. I've said consistently that I think a lot of times victims, we get trapped in jobs that are horrific. Like, we didn't plan to be here for 5 years. We planned to be here for maybe, you know, 6 months, 5 months to kind of figure things out and then move on. And next thing you know, 5 years has passed. Racists create a lot of environments like that for victims of racism. And it's important to recognize when you are in a toxic situation to extricate yourself as soon as possible. And sometimes you have to remember Minister Malcolm X, the COWS 10-year anniversary. The exact date is February 21. That is not a coincidence. By any means necessary sometimes means by any means necessary. My escape from Virginia, it was feeling at times like if I have to hitchhike, if I have to skateboard, if I have to, you know, claw onto the back of Miss Quick's bumper, whatever has to happen, I have got to get out of the state of Virginia. It was like basics that was mentioned to you. Basics were absolutely crippling me in the state of Virginia. I was absolutely dehydrated. We couldn't even get water. I have witnesses to that too, Princess. We couldn't even get water. I don't remember the last time that I have been someplace where that was a chore. Like, I felt like we were in The Walking Dead. Like, are we going to have to kill somebody to get a teaspoon of water? Like, what is... I almost died in the state of Virginia. All of that said, we had an extraordinary time, unless everyone was just being overly pleasant while they were in person and then waited to curse me about the air mattresses and the mud and the bathrooms once it was all over. But I think if people were being truthful that it was an extraordinary time. The food was tremendous. Mr. Khalifa's daughters, Nadira, fantastic job. Angela, unanimous praise for the plant-based vittles that we had. And in fact, one of our participants mailed me a picture today, cooked the recipe of the ginger turmeric vegetable rice dish that we had. This was on Saturday evening for dinner. She went home, she cooked the dish, took pictures. It looks great. I put it on Twitter, Facebook. I mean, plant-based. What did she say? This is my form of protest. I'm not going to tear down that flag. I'm going to take tremendous care of myself so I am not one of those black people that you have all dilapidated from eating Cheetos and KFC. I'm going to eat very well so that I can be fit. I'll have lots of strength, lots of stamina. I will not be one of those victims they report on dying at the age of 50 because I ate chitlins and bad food and didn't take care of myself. I'm going to do the best that I can in a really toxic environment to take care of myself so that I have lots of strength to replace this system immediately and spreading this to my family. That is the protest. That plant-based eating counters racism. Side note, a listener, while I was doing the retreat, we had Dr. Lathan on the program right, I think, a week before we did the retreat or a few days before we did the retreat. She's in the documentary What the Health, plant-based eater herself, nutritionist. She had great information when she spoke with us. Water consumption, she talked about that. Lack of water can lead to back pain. She talked about that in detail. Anyway, he contacted her and told her how much he appreciated hearing her on the program. And he requested if she would be willing to come speak with us like on a quarterly basis. to update us, you know, new information. She could field questions. People could email questions like in advance, and we could ask her to help if people are trying to transition with their diet, right? She said, sure, said she enjoyed her experience and she would be willing to come back. So right on. I didn't even have to do any work. We were on the retreat. I came back and that had already been taken care of. So bravo, constructive, right in line with what we did, because we did spend a great deal of time talking about eating in a constructive manner, plant-based meals. I am so glad, inspired, wow, just to hear Black people being willing to try plant-based eating, and you can still enjoy the food, feel satisfied, not be starving, not feel like you just have to eat steamed vegetables and salads every meal, that you can have really enjoyable, tasty food, share it with others that will help you be strong to totally eradicate racist man, racist woman, racist child. In fact, I think we had such a constructive time, even though it was in Virginia, never again. Even though we had all the mud, even though the cars got stuck, even though we had a limited number of bathrooms, all of that, we had air mattresses, we weren't even sleeping in comfortable conditions, all of that notwithstanding, we were talking about doing two additional retreats before the end of the year. In fact, began planning for two additional retreats before the end of the year. One on the West Coast, because I said there were a number of West Coast listeners who said, you know, there should be something that's accessible to people who are not able to travel 3,000 miles to do yoga. Well taken. So we are looking at the California area. Nothing is set in terms of a location. And again, it's very difficult to find locations that are Black owned where they could host 16 to 18 people. It's very difficult. That's a large property and the system does a great job of keeping Black people from being property owners. So that is something that if people, especially if you live on the West Coast, you should be especially interested in that assignment. Like, hey, Gus might be a little retarded in this area. This is something that I will help find a location. And I think what was prioritized in terms of improvements from last time around was bathrooms was high on the list. So the search was find a location that has at least five bathrooms. Now you'll understand, you know, the challenge. At least five bathrooms. And I guess people can comment on whether or how they would feel about renting a property, even if it was owned by a race soldier, if they were not going to be present. We would have the location for, you know, specified number of days. They're not present. You know, is that incorrect or is it, you know, it should be in the same spirit that if we're going to rent a location and it'll be ours, it should be rented from a Black property owner. That is an important question. Again, I have found it extraordinarily challenging to find such locations. But we're looking at California, five bathrooms minimum. That is for July. And the dates that we're looking at, July 3rd through the 7th, deliberately picked because I figured that many victims, race soldiers, love their battle simulation. So I figured many victims might have time off from the plantation during that period. So instead of sitting around doing nonsense and probably eating bad food, we could just be totally isolated from all that and do yoga, plant-based eating, constructive dialogue about racism, white supremacy. July 3rd through the 7th. West Coast, preferably. We were looking at California already. Second date, December 27th through January 1. Again, deliberately picked because race soldiers, hey, white Jesus. Figured a lot of victims probably also would have easy time away from the plantation. That's been the case even since formal plantation days. That it might be easy for folks to have time off. That goes through a weekend again. And the same thing, as opposed to sitting around, white Jesus, eating a lot of bad food. We could, and this one in Florida, this is the one where we said the assignment, retired firefighter, if you can find us a location where same number, about 18 people, could be for December 27 through January 1, that will be our third counter-racist yoga retreat. And these would all be the Cal's 10-year anniversary yoga retreats, just in different locations, and just say the whole year is our 10-year celebration. So those would be the dates. The first one in July in California, but no spot is set. If someone finds a location in Oregon that's black owned, 5 bathrooms, we could be isolated. It would be just us. They have spots for the yoga, bedrooms, 5 bathrooms minimum. Hey, why not? And the other one, Florida, retired firefighter is in Miami specifically. December to January 1, December 27 to January 1. For the third yoga retreat. That is the goal, to see if we can do 2 more retreats by the end of the year, because it seemed it was constructive, a constructive investment of time and energy, even though there were for sure obstacles. Let's see. There are folks that participated in the retreat. This, you know, wasn't intended to be super, super long, but I definitely wanted to share. Oh, one more thing. There are folks that are certainly with us from the retreat. If you all have any commentary, if you want to get in and keep it real, you say that I have escaped all that. I'm back in my house, and I want to tell you it is the worst investment of time and energy ever. Then feel free. I will step aside, and you can set the record straight. Make sure that we do not, you know, do any more of this nonsense moving forward. But I will say that I searched. After I got home, it took a while for me to actually fall asleep Monday evening. And I actually searched to see if there are black yoga retreats in the United States where black males and black females are together practicing yoga. I found lots of links for Satya X, her yoga retreat in Costa Rica for black females. She was a guest on the program, and she was very helpful in Gus putting together this retreat. I saw lots of links for her work. Outstanding. I did not find any links for black yoga retreats where black males and black females are together practicing yoga, health, and wellness. I didn't find any. I'm not saying it's not out there. I'm just saying that I didn't find that. We had an exactly balanced number. One of the participants at the retreat, I think Crystal Healer, she pointed that out during the retreat, that wow, we have, including myself, 7 black males, 7 black females at this retreat, and we were missing 1 black female. We should have had one more. 7 black males, 7 black females together practicing yoga and eating plant-based food and talking in a constructive manner about white supremacy racism. That is amazing. I did not recognize, or I did recognize before the retreat, I think I told Red in Nevada, who was priceless in putting the event together, I said, wow, we have about an equal number of males and females. That is amazing. I think after the retreat is over and I looked and I saw that, you know, that is not a common thing. And with all of the rancor and bickering that you frequently hear and blaming one another, who's responsible for racism, white supremacy, and feverish, with all of that, to have a balanced number of males and females together, 4 days, 3 nights, doing yoga twice a day, eating plant-based meals all day long, and talking about racism, white supremacy in a constructive manner, not one argument, no name calling. Wow. Absolutely remarkable. Lots more to say. This is now my favorite shirt. I've been able to wear it to yoga class. How often do you get to wear a t-shirt with a Klansman on it? My goodness, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I recognized, wow, it has been 1 year. I have only been a yoga instructor for 6 months. To have hosted a yoga retreat and be, wow, just wow. Looking forward to do 2 more retreats before the end of the year. You have the dates. We will, you know, look, if there are folks who are interested in finding locations, focus on California or focus on the West Coast. I won't even say I have a preference. Just focus on the West Coast, something with the preference mandatory 5 bathroom minimum. That was high on the list of improvements. Bathroom and Gusty will, you know, sound off on that one in a resolute manner. The number is 641-715-3640. The code 564-943 pound. Press *61 if you would like to participate. Number again, 641-715-3640. The code 564-943 pound. Press *61 if you would like to participate. Any of the folks, if you were at the retreat, if you have any reflections you would like to share, now that you've had a couple days to, you know, marinate on the experience, would love to hear. Journal time, that's a big one that I included moving forward in terms of improvements. I think it would be great to have journal time for people to kind of write about what their experience has been and, you know, things that they thought, if they have suggestions, ideas in terms of implementing solutions, trying to solve the problem or trying to solve other problems leading towards the problem. I think that's something great to add moving forward. Anywho, I'll double check. Let's see. We might have our caller in Florida. She was with us at the retreat, mom down in the Georgia area, and then she tolerated all of my Atlanta jokes with extraordinary patience and humor. I think Imhan DC, who was with us as well. I'm so glad to hear that everyone made it back safely. If folks are dialing in, I assume that they did not get maimed or detained in their travels away from Druryville. So glad that you all got back safely.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that I did enjoy the time. And the only thing that I didn't say when we were sitting in the circle of what we, any suggestions was to have more fruit. We didn't have that much fruit. But besides that, I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to Florida.
More fruit. More fruit. Okay. Duly noted. More fresh fruit. I think our cooks even had a gripe about that because they were saying, you know, it's wintertime that, you know, they wanted more fresh produce, but it's not a whole lot in season. But, you know, that's, hey, Florida, I think we will be in better position to get produce. I could be wrong, but I think, yeah, better produce, better fruits, or more fruits for next time around. I would be on board with that myself. Woo! Glad you all made it back safely. Thank you so much for sharing. If you have any other suggestions, write them down. Let me know. Let's see. Imhan DC, did you have commentary, sir?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to check in and let you know I made it back safely, and I'm glad to hear everybody's made it back that has made it back. I'm assuming everybody's made it back, so I'm glad to hear that. And I enjoyed myself at the retreat, and like was said, there weren't any arguments that I've heard. Everybody was pleasant, and everybody interacted. We had plenty of time to do so, and things were pleasant. So, thank you. That's all.
Right on. Part of this, I did say, at least for me, I think is metrics is, you know, the response afterwards, like all about, we have so many problems, you know, and it's a lot of time and energy to coordinate all of that. And, you know, people have to travel long distances to get that, fight through mud sometimes to do all this. What is the constructive value seeing, you know, how people are inspired, what they're inspired to do, or what changes they make as a result of these retreats. And even if there is a value to Black people having that time together, like I said, I've heard for the entire decade that we've been on the air, I have heard victims of racism say that they don't have access to other black people who understand racism, white supremacy, that they people think that they're crazy, that they're not able to share these ideas. And is there a value to that, having, you know, a consecutive number of days where you can get lots of, you know, this type of intimate contact with other victims and discuss these ideas? Is there a value to that? And if so, how is that value manifest? Seeing, you know, how people are inspired, if they're inspired following this event. I can at least speak for myself. We are planning two more of these. So that is, you know, some form of inspiration. It is a lot of work. Wow. It is a lot of work trying to coordinate and prepare for more than a dozen people coming to hang out and do yoga and eat plant-based food. And yeah, it's a lot of work. So let's see the person. And again, if you dialed in, if you have commentary, certainly any of the folks at the retreat, if you want to step forward, give your reflections now that you are back and safe and sound wherever you are, *61 will let me know by putting a hand up, *61 on your phone. The caller at 0273 line should be open. Did you have commentary?
Yes, I did. It's the participant from Virginia, and I'm in Virginia. I'm still here. I don't plan to leave, but I understand because I'm from New York. So I understand how people can feel a certain kind of way about Virginia. But I just wanted everybody to know that my back is better. I did have to go to the suspected racist medical urgent care on Monday to get something to kind of alleviate the pain. So that's okay. I feel pretty good. I'm inspired to do a lot more reading and listening. I started to go through some more archives because I think I just missed hearing Gus's voice as much as we got to hear it for those few days. So I listened to MC Search, since you had said that that was one of your favorite programs that you had done over the years. And I started to listen to Delectable Negro. So that was neat. And Mhandisi, I just wanted you to know that the first session of Delectable Negro mentioned Somerset Place, which is the historic site that I was telling you about in North Carolina. So it's kind of neat to have all of that tied in together. But I had a great time. I have no complaints. Mud withstanding, maybe because I had my boots with me, I felt okay about it. And I brought water, so I felt good about the water too. But I still had a great time. I, you know, didn't come back and feel any, you know, type of way about it. So good stuff. Great, great meeting everybody. And I think it was definitely a memorable, life-changing experience. And I don't expect to repeat it. So even if it's in another location, I think it's going to be wonderful for the folks who do go. So thank you, thank you, thank you again, Gus. And I'll mute.
Much obliged. She went home and cooked. Were you able to share what you prepared, or was that just for you?
That was just for me. That was my lunchtime meal. But now I'm going to do that meal again for my boys and, you know, some other time, because it was so easy. It just took like, you know, minutes to prepare. Well, you know, like 10, 15, 20 minutes. So it was not bad at all. A great meal, and we're definitely going to add that to the rotation. Thank you.
Spectacular and easy. We had a demonstration, the very meal that she prepared. Nadira, she showed us how to cook the entire meal, the ingredients, whole prep time, all of that, made it super easy. And I already contacted her. She said she would be willing to come out to California and do the food again. So we would already have food taken care of. I was serious, you know, in the planning. We sat around, Miss Quick, we sat around after we escaped the mud. We sat around and did planning. We were trying to make a list of what things can be better, what things can be improved moving forward. If we're going to do another retreat, add fruit to the list. Moving forward to make sure, you know, things are better. More bathrooms. Move forward, you know, make things Google Earth so we can have exact directions. Make sure that no one is lost and everyone gets there with as little confusion as possible. But I'm very curious to see, you know, is there value to black people having that constructive time where they can discuss racism with other victims who understand, accept that there is a system and are serious about trying to solve that problem. Does that have a value? And again, how is that manifest? Is it a change in diet? Doing a little bit more exercise, drinking a little bit more water, reading more. Dr. Welsing talked about that all the time. We were in a library for the retreat, so there were books, you know, everywhere. But how is that manifest? Again, I hope it's not just we come hang out for, you know, a few days, have fun, tell a few jokes, and then go back to type. I hope the time and the time and energy invested supports something. Genesis of, you know, new ideas, new thoughts, new actions, and the networking. I think that's cool too, for people to be able to, you know, make connections where you can have somebody else to reach out to. Again, I hear so many victims of racism talk about that for years, saying that they don't have other people to connect to. I have said one of the ways that you measure whether or not you're effective with regards to racism, white supremacy, what you're doing should provide you with more opportunities to exchange views with victims who are serious about solving this problem and able to exchange views in a courteous manner where it's not yelling and, you know, that sort of thing, that what you're doing should create that. And, you know, I think to some degree, the CAHOS has allowed for that, for victims to get opportunities to exchange views with other victims of racism on a regular basis. And certainly the retreat. I mean, you got a whole, now you know all these other folks that you can reach out to. I think even some people found that they were in a similar geographic area and didn't even know it. So, I mean, and I think that can happen. I know that's happened for years with the context of white supremacy, where people listened and found out there were other listeners, you know, right. That's even happened with Gus, where I found out there were listeners right here in Seattle that I didn't even know were listening to the program. So that's something. If people think that that's important, if you're looking for opportunities to share, whatever you're doing should get move away from spectating and inspire others to move away from spectating, at least getting to the point where they're able to honestly talk about the problem, racism, white supremacy. Let's see if other folks, if you have thoughts, again, around whether or not people would be interested in, my apologies, folks. My Wi-Fi connection totally vanished. We do have technical Man, I just told you about the task of getting out the driveway. As I explained, technical interference has been a trademark of counter-racist broadcasting for a decade. But my Wi-Fi signal just totally disappeared. I couldn't find my Wi-Fi signal at all for about a minute or so. And then I found it, and then I couldn't get a Skype connection. So it was challenging for a number of reasons. But at any rate, we are back. My apologies to folks for the delay. We are still here. For the folks who dialed in with the hand up, we'll get people that we missed if there was some confusion, what have you. My apologies. 0273-0273. Did you have commentary? I'll get non-Clemson grad in one moment. 0273, did you have commentary?
I shared my commentary. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, great. I'll listen to the archive. Thank you so much. Great job picking up with the interference. Non-Clemson grad, did you have commentary?
Yes. Can I hear?
Yes, sir.
All right. So interestingly enough, one of the things we talked about at the retreat was me finally picking a handle. Maybe I settled upon this one. But with that, I just want to reiterate that me and my wife, we had a wonderful time at the retreat. And I think the most beneficial thing about the retreat is the fact that we got to meet other Black people and have a conversation with them about racism. We all expressed similar unfortunate situations where we talk to family and friends and they usually dismiss us as either crazy or someone they just didn't want to associate with us because we were talking about the subject matter. And it was nice to go ahead and go to the retreat and have conversations with other Black people who were serious about having the conversation. And I imagine multiple people who came to the retreat, you know, exchanged numbers for whatever reason, and they plan to continue to keep in contact with each other. You know, for me, one of the people that were there, you know, he's an aspiring grade school teacher. And it's something that I've been wondering about myself. So, you know, we plan to have conversations about that in the future. So, at least with that, I find that to be very, very valuable. Another thing we talked about was the idea of people, you know, calling in who might be afraid to call in as well, too. And me personally, it did take me a while as well, too. But one of the things I do when I call in just to keep from blathering aimlessly is that when I do have something to say, I write it down, more back to that journaling thing. So, for example, if something happens to me at work, I write it down as I remember it, and then I simply read what I wrote. So this way I don't have to worry about being nervous about what I am going to say. And would you like to ask me to do? Here's my wife.
I would like to say that I started, I did some yoga today. I took it to the mat, and I did some meditation. So I look forward to maybe 40-day yoga meditation, start off the day. I read another book, and it was an amazing experience. I told some of my friends about it, and they are all about health and nutrition and wellness and all about doing yoga and self-care, and they were very excited. They were very excited. Some of them were like, yeah, I want to do my teacher training in 2020, and I want to help, like, black mothers and black women and youth. So there, and I told them there's a need for black male yoga instructors. There is a great need for that. You know, people are looking for black women, black men. So if the retreat moves you in that direction to have your own daily practice or maybe pursue teacher training, I would highly, highly encourage you to move on that. I too have been considering it for several years now to do my teacher training, and I may just do it. So that's all I have to say.
You should do it. You should do it. This time, you've already been practicing yoga longer than I have, and you have been to two more yoga retreats than I have. So in many respects, you have a lot more experience than me. You should do it. Like this time last year, somebody told me to do teacher training. A year later, wow, you should do it. You should definitely do it. And it's so quick. Like, you can be done the 200-hour training. You can be done in, I started in June and I was done in August. So, I mean, you can be done in like 9 weeks or so. Some of the programs are 12 weeks, but I mean, it's over before you know it. You know, it's in my view, it can be a very constructive investment of time and energy. And if you already practice yoga, it'll deepen your practice.
Yes, definitely. So thank you, Gus, for stepping out there and organizing the event. I know it was a lot of time and energy and stress, but I have no complaints. Like the bathroom thing, maybe an extra bathroom, maybe, but no complaints. No complaints, absolutely none. So thank you.
Much obliged. Thank you kindly. I did go back and listen to the archives. Hilarious all the way. But yes, thank you both for sharing, and that is amazing to hear about being inspired, your 40-day journey. I hope you keep it up. If anybody else, if you're out practicing as a result or doing any meditation, keep it up. That is super important. I went right back to practicing. I wore my counter-racist t-shirt, or my t-shirt from the yoga retreat, when I went back to practicing yesterday, and told folks about the retreat. Even some of the suspected racists who were there said, "What? You had a yoga retreat with plant-based food and you got to do a workshop and they saw the food? And oh my God, that is amazing." Like, I know quite a few suspected racist yoga instructors who have been teaching for years, and they have not done a yoga retreat. Gus T has. In the mud in Virginia, no less. Anywho, if other folks, and particular thoughts around, like I said, the renting from a non-white owner, looking at properties. Again, folks can be searching. If you did not get to participate in the first retreat and you'd be interested in moving forward, especially the people on the West Coast, it is very difficult to find those locations. That can be an assignment. If you have, you know, extra time and energy and you're looking for something to do, you don't want to be a spectator, finding a location. I'm sure a retired firefighter wouldn't mind assistance with that as well. That was odd. Thought I heard an odd noise. Let's see. My total lifesaver. I cannot say it enough. I am never going back to the state of Virginia again. I know we have Cal's listeners who live in Virginia, and if folks need additional detail about what was so intense about Virginia other than the mud and what have you, I would be happy to detail, but I'm never going back to the state of Virginia again. And I thought, I said many times that I was going to die in the state of Virginia. Like, it just felt like I was under intense attack and difficulty. Miss Quick was a total lifesaver in making sure that Gus T was extricated. Wow. She and Princess really saved the day. Miss Quick, if you have commentary, much obliged. You should be with us. Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear from you.
All I can say is, guess what about the snake?
I told him.
I felt like we were in the last leg of an apocalyptic movie. Like, that's what it felt like. But, and we had to go through, it was like the universe was putting all these obstacles in front of us. And it was like the universe was saying, like, how well are you going to handle these obstacles that I put in front of you? And it was like obstacle after obstacle. And but with all that being said, I still had a great time, and I'm looking to go to both retreats. So
right on, the obstacles were definitely there. Woo! It was a challenge on so many levels, like metaphorically, literally. As I say, I have witnesses to the literal praying that we could make it out of the driveway safely towards the asphalt. I mean, did we not pass the highway Dixieland on the bridge? Isn't that what it said on the bridge on the way to the airport?
Yes, the Dixieland Bridge. All the Confederate cemeteries, the huge Confederate flag gallantly streaming, like it was just, you really had to be there. Like, I just, I don't even know what other way to describe it. You just had to be there.
Virginia, never going back again. I thought I was going to die. But planning moving forward, looking to do it again, I do think it was constructive and there were obstacles. And I mean, that is racism, white supremacy. Like, it is not going to be easy. If you're trying to do something constructive for Black people, it is probably going to be very, very challenging. Racists generally do not make it easy for Black people to do constructive activities. Just my general experience. this was no different. And I mean, that is manifest in a lot of different ways. You know, expect obstacles and just be prepared to deal with them as best you can. And I think that was demonstrated in a variety of ways over the course of the past weekend with the retreat. Just wow. And again, I still, like I said, I'm looking, you know, moving forward, people can share, you know, if they make changes or have thoughts or are motivated in their lives, thought, speech, action, emotions with regards to doing things. Hey, that is great. That's letting us know it might have been worth the time and energy. And even just in terms of how you feel, being able to be around Black people to talk about racism for that period of time, that in and of itself may have a value. We'll have to see. *61 if we have other folks, if they are with us, if you have thoughts you would like to share, other folks, if you have questions or comments, if you were not at the retreat and have thoughts, questions, that is certainly fine as well. Let's
see. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to add to that, my wife, she said that she also thought the rope was a snake as well, too. I personally didn't jump to that conclusion. And second, the day we left, it was very nice that we all got to go into that field and go shooting, which was very interesting and a very, very nice ending to the retreat.
Well said. Well said. We put that down on the list of improvements. So we're adding fruit to that list now too. But we did, that was about, I wish it had been the entire group that had got to go out and do some shooting together. I do think that would have been great. But for those of us who were there for that, like, it was sunny finally on Sunday. It stopped raining finally. We had all that we had the snake, Satan, and then we had the biblical rains, and it cleared, and we were able to go out and do some shooting. I thought that was great. Like, oh, man. I mean, where does that exist? That's what I mean. Like, it didn't even really I guess it had to end. And then for me to get back in Seattle and be like, wow. Like, we were together for 4 days, 3 nights, all Black people, Black-owned property. We slept in a library, as non-Clemson grad, his wife said. We slept in a library. Some of us did. We went shooting. We had plant-based meals all day long for 4 days that everyone unanimously said phenomenal. We did yoga twice a day. What in the world? And we had a balanced number of Black males and Black females. I think with the health and wellness, it was programs for Black females. And that's great. Nothing wrong with that at all. We had Satya X on the program. That's what she offered. I'm just saying, like, wow, to have a program where Black males and Black females are together practicing health and wellness. Counter racism, balance between people, universal man, universal woman. That's what we're supposed to be striving for. Like, wow. Hoping to do so two more times this calendar year. Summertime, July 3rd through the 7th, and then December 27th through January 1 in Florida. Hopefully, I think that would be great. Those dates were chosen deliberately. And hopefully we can do at least one broadcast during the retreat. Well, hopefully we'll have, it won't be hopefully Wi-Fi at the next location. That'll be mandatory. That way we can broadcast easily during the retreat and, you know, talk about our experience and what have you. But looking forward, again, Nadira, she did phenomenal cooking. She has a book out. People were asking about the recipe for the rice dish that we heard from our caller in Virginia. I think Nadira has that recipe available. But she should be doing the cooking when we do retreat number 2. And she, you know, was happy to share recipes and ideas, ways that you can kind of transition to eating more vegetables, a healthier diet so that we won't die from all the poisons whites stuff us with. But yeah, that should be, I mean, just to be able to offer that, I think that is extraordinary. That right there is counter racism. That right there is the protest. Just being and being able to share that, emphasizing that, being able to take this back and share with other Black people, You can expose them to yoga, expose them to plant-based eating, meditate. Looking forward to do this two more times this calendar year. We'll see if we can make it happen. Folks can, and I'll do the same thing, send out an email once we kind of get details and all that to organize. We should have more time. I felt like this event, because it was kind of, I am not an event planner, so this was, you know, a learning experience for me as well. And hopefully this time we'll have a lot more time to plan things out so we can have fewer problems and accurate, detailed map so that we have no confusion for people getting to the destination. And we should be back to normal broadcast schedule. We had workplace racism. That was even an idea that I did have, having workplace racism, since that was such a dominant theme, having workplace racism during the retreat and just doing the broadcast. But I have to think about that, because I do like kind of the insular feeling of the retreat, and it's just us hanging out for the time being. But I did think about that, because workplace racism was such a such an omnipresent theme as we were there. The person who dialed in, last four digits, 4789, 4789, did you have commentary?
Hello, Gus. This is the Black African. I was also on the retreat. I guess some notes or some of the things that I noticed that I thought were interesting from the retreat was the workplace racism, yes. And then there was also a conversation about credentials. I think sometimes they're referred to as white validation on the show. And I think it came out that that one should attempt to get those credentials. I think maybe even in your case, you are likely a lot more equipped for such events because of those credentials. The yoga was very enjoyable. It was very professional. It was very well done. So I think sometimes, even if we don't want to get those credentials can really help to create a professional environment, I guess, a constructive environment. And then also I thought what was interesting to me was that, I guess I've been listening for a while, maybe since like 2012-ish. And it was interesting to see you as a person, I guess. I think if I was another listener and I was thinking about doing the retreat, I would do it just to, because I think in today's age, like it's like a break from the sort of like the digital analog. You're like a real person, so it creates a connection beyond just the radio. You're just not a voice somewhere. I can see the emotion. I can see the personality. I can see the traits. I can see that you're a Black person. I can see that you're a victim of racism. So I think that if I was somebody thinking about it, I think that's another benefit to doing the retreat. I had never really done yoga. Seriously, I had done a few times. I really enjoyed it. I've continued doing it after the retreat, and I think we had spoken that I had started sort of, I don't know if I was vegan, but I was definitely vegetarian maybe like a week before, and I've continued in that mode right now, and I feel great. I don't have any cravings for meat or dairy, and yeah, I just feel really great. And also, it was just nice being, it was a surreal environment. It was like, I don't want to, I guess the metaphor would be dreamy. I don't want to say dreamy, but surreal. Because we were just there doing yoga, talking about racism almost nonstop. And it was constructive conversation. Yeah, it was just a really, really great environment. The books, the food, it was just a great event. And if I was considering doing it, I would immediately sign up for it again. Thank you for letting me share.
Much obliged, the Black African. Wow, that is wonderful. I'm so happy to hear you have continued with the yoga and the eating healthy. Like, that is, I'm not surprised that you're feeling well. When we are taking care of ourselves, we feel better. And I think when you feel better, it makes everything a little bit easier. You have a little bit more energy, a little bit more pep as you go about doing things. Like, white people have whole talks and studies about that. Like, when you have that little extra pep as you go in your day, that you're able to get a little bit more done and you have a little bit more enthusiasm about tasks. And as you engage in things, they have their fun and enthusiasm practicing racism. We can have our fun and enthusiasm solving the problem. But that is amazing. I'm so glad to hear it. I hope it continues. And eating well and taking care of yourself, I mean, it's extraordinary what that can do over a long period of time. Like, just being able to be consistent with that, it can be life-changing. That's how we got here at the retreat. I didn't even want to do the retreat, but just being consistent about taking care of yourself, eating well, being healthy can be totally life-altering. Again, for other folks, if you have comments, thoughts, folks, if you were not at the retreat and have a thought about what has been presented, that is certainly acceptable as well. I guess if you have a question for any of the folks who were at the retreat, they might be willing to answer as well. 641-715-3640, the code 564-943-#. Press *61 if you would like to participate. I do appreciate the C letting us know that she also thought there was a snake present on the property, that we were not just loony. I didn't think, you know, we were loony. I just, you know, I was dehydrated, and it was a traumatic situation, you know, the cars needing to be towed out and all of that. There were lots of challenges, so it did not seem impossible that a serpent, you know, could appear to obstruct the path. That just seems like it could happen. It could happen. That might be a part of what we're going to have to experience to escape the state of Virginia. But whoo, made it through all that. Let's see. Did any other questions, comments? Certainly, if folks have any improvements or suggestions, that is always appreciated. If you have any thoughts reflecting back now that you've had time to look back. Grand. I will assume folks are good for now. If you think of,
can I be heard?
Oh, yes, sir. M. Hondisi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I was going to say, concerning the weather while we were there, of course, they're laying chemtrails. You know, that's how it was so cloudy the entire time we were there. There was no sun. It was raining the entire time. But on my way up there, because I drove, you know, it's like a 10-hour trip. So I drove, and while I was driving, once I hit past West Virginia, I seen planes just, you know, crisscrossing the sky, and the entire ride east, planes crisscrossing the sky. And then by the time I get there, you know, the whole sky is white. And the whole time it rains, and then like you said, then Sunday, it's a clear day. And on my way back, it was a strong wind blowing headed west. When I was headed west, the wind was headed east. And, you know, so that's what blew the clouds away. And if you remember, once the clouds moved out of the way while we were still in Virginia at the range, we saw an airplane laying some more chemtrails for, you know, later on. but that's the weather. And then as far as eating, I really do want to be vegan as much as possible. Well, I want to be vegan, but there's times where I'll be somewhere where meat is on the menu and I just have to do better. Like even when I'm out of the country, there's times where meat is on the menu, and if I don't have a plan, then I might just be eating the dough, and I don't want that. And so I guess I need to get a better plan. And then I'm going to continue adjusting my body. That's something I do as a practice. So I don't know a lot of the moves in yoga, a lot of the postures. So it was really good for me to be there so that, Gus, you've taken, I think you said, over 1,000 classes. That's a whole lot. And so you have information. So why wouldn't I come and get information from you and learn how to stretch parts of my body? Like I said, I can scratch a part of my back. I can reach my right arm to my left shoulder or my left shoulder blade, which I couldn't do that for a number of years. My leg, if you remember, like everybody else could do that one leg pose where, you know, you lay down and have your leg perpendicular to the mat. And my leg doesn't do that yet, but eventually it will. And that will relieve a lot of other stresses that I have. So I'll continue to adjust my body. And that's another constructive aspect of the program. And speaking to everybody, I was really, really happy to speak to people who wanted to stop white supremacy, because that's what we ultimately are wanting to do. We want to live, and the way that we're going to live is if we stop white supremacy. So it's good to speak to people who want to do the same thing, because it's hard to find, as people said, it's hard to find in your family, and it's hard to find in your city, people who are speaking and thinking about the same things that the people who listen to the cows are thinking and speaking about. So thank you.
Much obliged, Imhon DC. Thank you for sharing. I remember that from the time at the gun range when we were out doing some shooting. I also remember that about you being able to have, I guess, having a little bit more range with your shoulder. That comes with practicing yoga, get a bit more flexible. I think I told Thomas in New York that a while back, you don't do yoga because you are flexible. You do yoga to become flexible, and seeing that you're capable. That's one of the things that I value most about yoga, being able to see that you are capable of doing more. I think I spoke at the retreat quite a bit about Mr. Fuller's concept about the greatest spectator. I think being able to practice yoga, you can see that you are capable of doing quite a bit more than you think you are, like all of us. It might take a little bit of practice. I mean, maybe you don't get all the postures the very first time. But if you continue to practice, you'd be surprised at how much progress you can make. I mean, you'd surprise yourself. I have repeatedly. And I think a lot of people find that. And that is supposed to extend beyond just the postures. I mean, that is not even what all yoga is about at all. But again, very happy to hear folks continuing that and wanting to be more mindful about what they eat. That's a part of the yoga practice, too, being more mindful about what we do with our bodies, what we put into our bodies. That has a huge impact on our thoughts, speech, actions, emotions. That's why racists spend so much time trying to keep us full of Cheetos and nonsense, poison. Taking care of ourselves, hugely important. That's came right out at the protest. I didn't even say it. That is the protest. That right there is counter-racism. Eating well, taking care of ourselves consistently, really making that, you know, the lifelong goal that this is going to be a part of my my plan for existence. Let's see. I think another member from our group at the retreat, if you had commentary, you should be with us.
Can I be heard? Greetings.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is a young academic. I had an awesome time on the retreat. I have continued to do yoga every morning and evening, and I've also adopted the vegan lifestyle for the time being. I feel great. Glad I went. Definitely a life changer. Oh, and I was able to go shooting for the first time, and that was awesome. Shooting for the first time with blacks. Awesome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Continuing the yoga, continuing with being vegan, plant-based diet, just eating more fruits and vegetables. Like, that alone is just enormous. People being more mindful about what they're eating is huge. And you'll feel better. I thoroughly believe that. That's why I continue practicing yoga, like taking all those classes, as was mentioned. Like, I feel better. You feel better. Being able to move your body around, your immune system works better when you're able to go and move your body around. You can get some of the toxins, poisons out of your body, and then watch what you eat so you're putting fewer toxins in to begin with. I mean, did somebody have commentary?
Can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Question for you guys. I know our schedule was a little bit different, but what did you have in mind for the closing ceremony?
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to ask about, because we missed the workshop too. I was hoping to just kind of go around and we could share kind of what we gained, what we gathered from the experience, and are hoping to do moving forward, kind of recognize some of the ancestors and just kind of appreciate everyone for their time and energy spent at the retreat. Not, you know, anything super emotional, but just appreciating, recognizing everybody for the time and energy that was spent there, and kind of some acknowledgement for what we were there for. Thank Mr. Khalifa for allowing us to use his property for the time we were there as well.
Thank you.
Our schedule was thrown off quite a bit. We had limited number of restrooms, and we knew that going in, that, you know, we were not at a hotel. So we had a limited number of restrooms, and so we had to kind of wait for restrooms to become available. And I think we also had a store run that was not planned, so that kind of threw the schedule off a little bit too. But yeah, so we didn't get to cover everything that was on the itinerary, but hopefully next time we will do better and we'll be able to cover everything on the schedule. We'll have no mud and tow truck interruptions, and we'll be able to stick to the schedule as is written. Did any other folks have questions, improvements, thoughts? If you were not at the retreat and had a question you wanted to get in, that is fine as well.
Beth?
Yes, ma'am.
This is great. Did anybody, a younger man,
your line is breaking up a little bit. I did hear. Was it about the yoga mat that was left? Did somebody leave a yoga mat at the retreat? I think it was like a yoga mat, a jacket.
A North Face?
Yes.
Jacket?
Yes.
And a phone charger.
North Face jacket, phone charger, yoga mat. If anyone left those items at the property, I think Miss Quick was able to recover all of the items. If you would like those items delivered back, I think we were able to recoup all of them. So it was a black North Face jacket, yoga mat, and phone charger. If anyone thinks they left those items, let us know. Let's see. Any other folks, thoughts, questions on the retreat? Right on. Again, what an experience. And something that I was not even thinking about doing, like this time last year, even like 6 months ago, I was not thinking, oh yeah, we should do a yoga retreat. That would be awesome. Like a plant-based yoga retreat, no less. I've never even gone to a yoga retreat. I remember telling someone that, like, I don't even know what these are supposed to look like, really, because I haven't gone to one. Like, I know people that have done yoga retreats, and, you know, they were able to talk to me about what the process is supposed to look like and showed me their itinerary in terms of how you schedule things and where the yoga comes in and then other things that you're doing while you're there. But I mean, that is totally different from actually hosting one or even, you know, attending one to, you know, say, oh, okay, this is what it's like, you know, this is how you're supposed to feel and all the relaxation and benefits that you're supposed to get from the environment. Like, yeah, to be able to say that we were able to get that done, like, wow, that is historic. And folks can look, like I said, if you can find other retreats where Black males and Black females are together practicing yoga, together focused on health and wellness, let me know, because I did not find a lot of sites, offerings that were, you know, looking to provide that sort of service. Nothing wrong with individuals. Nothing wrong. I found programs that were just yoga programs that were just for Black males. Nothing wrong with that. I found programs that were just for Black females. Nothing wrong with that. Just saying that I do see a value, and it did seem, I don't use the word often, but it did seem special to have an even number of Black males and Black females together for that period of time. Constructive. Wow. Any thoughts on that? If not, we can call it a recap. If any thoughts on that?
Yes, just that it is good to be in the presence of both sexes or both genders, and everybody, you know, just being comfortable. We was even, we slept co-ed, you know, and nobody acted inappropriate. Yeah, everything was really nice. And of course, it's nice to be in the presence of women, the energy. And it's nice to be in the presence of men. You know, it's just nice to be in the presence of people. But it was really nice to have both genders.
That was on my list of concerns going in, because I knew we were going to have a group sleeping area, because we didn't have a hotel. We could not go to white people. We could have, but that was not what we were going to do, to go to white people for a hotel. So I knew it was going to be group sleeping area, and, you know, trying to figure that out, like, it's looking like it's probably going to be males and females in a group sleeping type area. We were trying to figure out the best way to do it, and to get, you know, maybe we could get dividers or whatever the case, like, not even an issue. Like, I, not a concern at all. Never heard a peep. Business, just folks were focused and patient, constructive. It was, wow, something to see. Did any other thought person, I guess, who dialed in 6045, did you have commentary?
This is Kelvin in Georgia.
Great to hear from you, sir. On my duty, Mr. Fox, addicted to whites. I will report back.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that is my North Face jacket.
Oh, right on. Okay, so we got one. Miss Quick, did you hear that? That was, Kelvin said that was his jacket that was left at the property. So we got one.
Okay.
And I wanted to say that I'm not sure if, like, it seemed like the Green Book is still needed in 2019, and I'm not sure if Bob Johnson can accommodate us for the seclusion that we had before, but he does own quite a few hotels across the country. He is a Black male.
Hmm. That, well, number one, yes, the Green Book is needed, absolutely. If we, now, I think the hotel idea was presented, because I was presented with a Black hotel, I think in North Carolina. I could be incorrect about the state, but I think it was North Carolina. But it was a Black-owned hotel, but the asterisk there was, it is Black-owned, but I mean, it's just a hotel. So, I mean, white people would be there. Anybody who, you know, wants a hotel room, And I was thinking, oh, that's, you know, that's not really, I did want it to be kind of an isolated experience so that we could not be around white people for the time. Like, I think people did comment that that was kind of nice too. So yeah, I would, yeah, that's my kind of caution. If it's just a regular hotel, like, we could kind of be around, we could be around race soldiers while we're there.
I would also add to that, on the last evening when we were supposed to leave, two white women did come to the property and the few people who were left freaked out that they saw white people. This retreat and the fact that it was isolated made it shocking to see a white people. You felt spoiled not being around them.
Yeah, that I remember that vividly. Mr. Khalifa commented on that. He said he can't, in fact, he can't, because I was not present when these white women arrived. I don't know where I was in the residence at this point, but I was not, I didn't see them. So I came back around, and I think Mr. Khalifa came and told me first, and he said, your people are well trained. He said these white people came and they were all like, what's going on here? He said they were all like, what's going on here? What are these white people doing? And he said that was his response as well. And then his daughter, Nandira, she did all the wonderful cooking. She came and she said, oh man, I didn't even know who they were. And these random white people showed up, and, you know, I just told them to leave. I didn't, you know, wasn't trying to accept company and blah, 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 and all of this. And then I went out and heard it from the others. But yeah, I was not present, but I did hear about that. And I think the explanation that I was given was, this could be a Dylann Roof. I think it was white women, but that was not the point at all. It was, this could be a Dylann Roof. What are you here for? Danger. Whites. Danger. Logic. Logic. That was the Cal's 2019 10-year anniversary yoga retreat. Any other thoughts, comments folks wanted to get in? I did think the balance of males and females was important. If folks had any other final thoughts they wanted to make sure they got in. I will assume folks are satisfied. Wow. What an experience. That can be an assignment in and of itself, if you can locate a black yoga retreat, males and females together. Share, because then we can swap notes on how their experience has been, you know, and compare and contrast to what we were able to do down in Druryville, Virginia. I'm so glad the folks that are with us were able to join. I think we don't have exactly everybody here, but folks that are with us, if you're listening to the archives, for the folks that were at the retreat, I hope it was worthy of your time and energy. We were missing one. Man, I wish you had been there. I've been able to talk to her since the retreat ended. And she said the same thing, wish she had been able to be with us, because it sounded like constructive time was had. More fruit next time around. That is an excellent suggestion. I'm going to make sure we add that to the list. More fruit next time around. Even if you are not at the retreat, if you do not plan on ever attending any of the Cal's yoga retreats, make sure that self-care is a major critical component of your counter-racism exercise. That, you know, is essential, you know, and I mean consistently applying self-care with what you eat, getting some exercise, resting correctly, hugely important. Water consumption, hugely important. These are just basics. That's what I said. In Virginia, it was basics. It was water, mud, earth. It was basics. Just coming back to basics. And I think that's a lot of us. That's what counter-racism is about. That daily protest is not, you know, man, I got to go rip that flag down. I got to go rip that monument down. Sometimes that daily protest is, I just got to put that bag of Cheetos down. I got to pick these Brussels sprouts up. done in a spiced, healthy manner so that they taste well. But cauliflower, we had people bragging about cauliflower at the retreat and carrots at the retreat. That is the protest. Getting some exercise in. That is the protest. Putting, you know, that sugary nonsense down. That is the protest. That right there and puts you in a stronger position to counter racism when you're weak and you don't have that energy. Just don't have the same vitality to go about handling business. Anywho, we'll be back to business book club tomorrow. I will select the book, audio, have all that posted later this evening. I'm still decompressing a little bit. Virginia took I lost a pound. I said that I lost a pound going through Virginia, being dehydrated and all. But book club tomorrow, normal time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Workplace racism. We didn't have workplace racism last week, and people were writing. I had more emails about workplace racism last week. They just piled up. So we'll try to read the emails Friday for workplace racism, neutralizing workplace racism, and then compensatory call in on Saturday. Wowie. Amazing time. I will definitely look forward to being in touch with folks. We will speak with Mr. Kelvin about his jacket. Anyone, I think it was also yoga mat phone charger. If that seems familiar, you can drop an email. That said, sobriety would be best under conditions of white terrorism. Race soldiers have done a lot, brutalizing black people who were not thinking at their best because of the all of racists' toxins. Dr. Welsing would want our brain computers working at maximum efficiency so we can go about handling our business, producing justice. In addition to being sober, let's be buckled in. Every time we are in a vehicle, driver or passenger, let's do all that we can to minimize conflict, contact with race soldiers, badge or no. That said, Creator, we ask that you help us remain patient with other black people, victims of white supremacy. We ask that you help us remain patient with ourselves. Man, patience was on display at the COWS 2019 10-year anniversary yoga retreat. Remind us to demonstrate the highest forms of black self-respect at all times, in all places, each and every time we are in contact with other black people. I think we modeled high forms of black self-respect at the COWS 10-year anniversary yoga retreat. Plant-based eating is the protest. Context of white supremacy signing out. Thanks all for tuning in.
Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my condition.
Mm-hmm.
Even my conditioning has been conditioned.